So I'm happy they coming back this evening. Amen.
Amen.
If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Genesis. We're going to go to the 39th chapter, Genesis 39, verses 1 through 6. Genesis 39, verses 1 through 6. Jesse just asked me about, did I leave my Bible in my office? I said, no, I don't know where is that. My wife normally makes sure I got all that stuff. And I don't know where I put it at, Jesus. But I got a word, amen.
Amen. All right.
Y'all gonna pray with me.
Come on.
Genesis 39, verses 1 through 6. If you want to keep reading through the majority of this chapter, really gathers a lot of the life of Joseph when in this situation. We'll be dealing with the next group of scriptures on Tuesday night, talking about this thing about temptation on Tuesday night. But today, verse 39, 1 through 7, chapter 39, verse 1 through 6 says this. Now Joseph had been taken down to Egypt. Potiphar, an Egyptian who was one of Pharaoh's officials, the captain of the guard, brought him from the Ishmaelites whom had taken him there. The Lord was with Joseph, somebody say the Lord was with Joseph. All right, so that he prospered and lived in the house of the Egyptian with his Egyptian master. When his master saw the Lord was with him, and the Lord gave him success in everything he did, Joseph found favor in the eyes and became his attendant. Potiphar put him in charge of his household. He entrusted to his care everything he owned. My. From the time he put him in charge of his household and of all that he owned, the Lord blessed the household of the Egyptian because of Joseph. The blessings of the Lord was on everything Potiphar had, both in the house and in the field. So Potiphar left everything he had in Joseph's care. With Joseph in charge, he did not concern himself with anything except the food he ate. Now, Joseph was well built and handsome. I want to talk from this thought. All I do is win. All I do is win. Sports season is gathering back up. Football season is starting. The Cowboys clearly demonstrated to us that having the lead in the middle does not mean you're going to win the game. I just had to say that for the Cowboy fans somewhere. Got to make somebody mad. This thing, Joseph is in a peculiar situation. He's in a tight spot. He's in a weird situation. He's in the middle of some stuff, y'all, and it seems to be oxymoronic. It's just not. Don't make sense. It's crazy, y'all. He's in slavery, but he's blessed. He's been put out of the house. He's been sold. He's been sold for silver to a tradesman that has now sold him into slavery. His family is at home mourning him, while half of them know where he is and the other half don't. He's a loner. Nobody really knows where he is and what he's doing. And guess what, y'all? The only person that has kept tabs on Joseph was the Lord. I started to call this, but it's a little older than most of us. It's older than me, I believe. Bobby Womack had a song that said, "Across 106th Street." In the middle of that song, Bobby Womack said, I've been down so long, getting up never crossed my mind. Joseph is in a situation, y'all, his back is against the wall. His because y'all, what I've learned in life most of the time is you can go up, it'll go down. It can be a great morning and a horrible afternoon. In the same day, you got on the same clothes, you got on the same perfume, after the same bath. It's just been one thing after another.
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about you woke up, you was just happy, this is going to be a good day. And you went to the gas station, and the one person you did not want to see was getting gas right beside your car. It's crazy, y'all. But what I've learned in life is that life always keeps you going in circles. It's always something. It's all we talked about this Tuesday night, y'all. That a good gumbo, you put everything in it. You just put more in the pot. You can't take some out of it. You can't take. Come on, y'all. You can't put too much salt in it and then talking about I'm gonna take some salt out. No. We got to start over. You have to be able to work through life. Joseph finds himself in a weird spot because most of us focus on the stuff that we want to focus on. And we only look at it from one angle. One angle, Joseph's in a bad spot. He in slavery. Slavery, they are property. They're not even people. They slaves. They have no rights. They can't tell you what they want to do, when they want to do it. They got issues. They have no freedom. They all of their stuff is limited. They run away. They can be killed. No vacations. No time off. The Egyptians are known for having the worst kind of slaves. That they would literally work you to the muscle would move itself from the meat on your skin. So the your muscle would literally lift off the bone because you would be making stuff so bad. Read Exodus. The Bible says they started, the children of Israel started multiplying so fast, they started making them make brick without straw. They just work you hard as a slave. That's the truth of his situation. That's the facts. But also as the facts is, the Bible says that the Lord was with him. And everything he did prospered. You ever had a bad situation get better, but it's still a bad? Okay. Y'all don't talk to me. Three things. I'm going to get out of here. I didn't come to stay long. We got something to do this evening. The first thing we learn about this text is that you have to maintain the right partnerships. What do you do when you're in a bad situation and you want to win? You have to maintain the right partnerships. What does that mean? Verse 2, it says this. The Lord was with Joseph in slavery. Lockdown, no freedom, the Lord was with him. Y'all ain't shout. See, in a Pentecostal church, somebody would have thought about when you had your back up against the wall and you thought you was by yourself and everybody had turned their back on you and friends had talked about you and people. I'm talking about the bank account was low and your funds was short and your storage was empty. But all of a sudden, all you needed was the Lord.
Yeah.
They wrote a song, said he's better than a friend. Mm-hmm. He sticks close to you than a brother. He's there with you in thick and thin. See, some of this stuff I've learned about God, y'all, I didn't learn in good times.
Amen.
I don't care how, you know, y'all different than me. I learned more about God when I was in trouble. I didn't know him to be a promise keeper till I had some folks break some promises. I didn't know him to be a way maker until I needed a way made. And everybody else I thought could do it didn't do nothing to help me. Y'all, I learned him to be a tear wiper when I was crying and I got tired of wiping my own tears. And he just sat there beside me and told me it's going to be. I don't know what he is to you, but every now and then he just reminds me that I got to maintain the right partnership. Well, see, the problem with this is that society has lied to us and the church has bought it hook, line, and sinker. There's a book called The Buy-In Principle where they tell you something that you wanted to do and they get you to do something that you wanted to do, but then you get them, they get you to do it their way. You bought into the idea, so you hook, line, and sinker. And that's what society has taught you. If you love God, you trust God, you depend on God, then he's going to keep you in good everything. You're going to get the finest cars. You're going to get the best houses. You're going to get the best children. Your churn ain't going to act up. Your house ain't going to, the light company ain't going to never lie. Your water bill ain't going to increase. You're going to be walking on flowers and all of that. Ain't the God I serve. Because the same God I serve is the same God that'll meet you at the graduation and at the bail bondsman. Right. Same God.
Same.
I say he's the same God that'll meet you right at the tow place when you finally had to scrounge up some money to get that car to repo. Is the same God that'll meet you whenever you're at the car dealership. Right. He's the same.
Yeah. Same God.
That's right.
Same God that'll meet you at the children's hospital when the baby get delivered is the same God that'll meet you at the graveside when they tell you that absent from the body means to be present with the Lord.
Same.
See, we always look as preachers for shouts in the text. What's the celebration in the text? Well, you missed the shout because the shout was that even in slavery, the Lord was with it. Watch this, y'all. The Lord was with him. See, some of us have to understand. I was looking up the analogies for what they were trying to do with the COVID vaccines, and I started to question some of the stuff I was reading because it wasn't making sense to me. And one thing that I realized was, watch this, y'all, that it's kind of like a covering. It don't keep you from, y'all ever put on a raincoat in the rain? It don't stop you from getting wet. You just ain't gonna be as wet as you would have been if you ain't have it.
Yeah.
Y'all miss me.
That's right.
I ain't come here to fight vaccine rumors. I'm just trying to tell you what they say it did. All right. It's like putting on a raincoat, but you still walking out in the rain. You keep your coat on because it keep you from getting drenched. You got back in your car wet, but you ain't as wet as you would have been if you didn't have you.
Yeah. Okay.
Y'all, I want y'all to really catch this because somebody gonna miss this thing. Because when you maintain the right partnership, doesn't mean you won't end up in a slavery situation. Mm-hmm. It means that the slavery situation won't end up in you. Because some of us spend so much time dealing with situations that we don't maintain the right relationship. It's that when you got in the middle of the situation, you started questioning God instead of depending and trusting God.
Man.
And you trying to figure out where God is and what God is doing, and you missed that he was there the whole
time.
Y'all with me today? It's amazing that God doesn't leave you when you start questioning. It's amazing that God doesn't say, you know what, you thought I wasn't with you, so I'm gonna leave you where you at. No, you told me that you didn't like me no more. You broke up with me. Y'all know how we do? When I told you to come see me, you said it was too early. When I told you that I still love you, you didn't just sat on the phone quiet. You got to maintain the right partnership. Second thing, I'm getting out of here. Second thing you have to do is model your connections for your crowd.
Wow.
You got to model your connections. When his master saw that the Lord was with him, somebody that was an unbeliever, somebody that knew his situation. Y'all didn't want to talk to me. Because, see, we got too many undercover Christians that don't want nobody to know that you saved or what you're going through. But the Bible says that Potiphar seen Joseph and seen the favor of God on his life and seeing God was with him and seeing God was doing. Because guess what? Even your enemies see favor.
Yes.
Even your enemy know that you got something going on. I don't know what it is, but that ain't normal. That's not how you get from where you from. and how you do what you do. Because every now and then you got to get some people in your circle that understand that, hey, I ain't always been where I am. I can't take credit for it. I can't act like I started off ahead of you. I ain't even acting like I ain't going through nothing. But what you can't do is doubt the favor on my life. When you get in your low points, you start modeling for people how to act when they get there. If every time, y'all know one of my granddaddy's favorite TV shows was Sanford and Son. And on Sanford and Son, he would always have a heart attack. And when he would have his heart attack, it was always the big one. Always. He was coming to see you, Elizabeth. And the problem with most of us is we have the same mindset as Fred Sanford. Is that every time you run into a problem, it's the big one. It's going to take you out. It's going to tear up your house. It's going to wreck your whole system. And the problem is, it's not that it's messing you up. It's messing up the people that's watching you. That seeing you when times was good and you told them that God can make a way out of no way. Wow. And when you needed him to do what you testified that he would do, they sit there and watched you. And you didn't know they was watching you because you thinking they ignoring you because of your situation. And you know what you got going on. And because what I've learned about most of us is that most of us are the star of our own show. We don't have no side cast, no side stars, nobody with you. You're just by yourself, just your own world. Me, myself, and I. And if I don't do it, it ain't gonna be done. And the Bible didn't tell us that. He says while Joseph was going on about his business and the Lord was with him, Potiphar said, wait, there's something different about that boy. Because when you model your connection, they just keep looking.
See, man,
I keep trying to tell people. See, God never wanted you to be lowly and timid and act like you were. That wasn't how God was. Even Jesus didn't do that. You got to learn how to have a little Holy Ghost arrogance about yourself. I know what you're going through, but I won't be that long. Y'all better learn how to. See, we get cocky about all of the wrong stuff. You better learn how to brag on God about some stuff you don't know like you know until you know what you know that you know. We gonna cut your lights off. That's fine. They'll be back on. Hey, but I get paid Friday. You got to learn how to, you know, because what the world will tell you is that as soon as you go through an issue, God left. Okay, let me give the clear definition of what we feel like blessed is. Blessed is good times. The absence of God is bad times. And the problem is that when you're going through bad times, you really need him the most. No, ain't none of us left God when you was down. We always, when we get to the top, act like we don't need him no more because I'm... Y'all don't talk to me today.
Come on.
You going up, I'm good, God. You can stay over here. I'll be back. If I need you, I'm going to put you up in the corner. Don't need to go to church today. I'm good. I got money in the bank. Come on, y'all. Soon as you hit that wall, Lord, I need you like never before. You ain't learned how to pray. The Bible talks about David being a man after his own heart, but it wasn't until David messed up that you see the repentance heart of God. David was a man after God's own heart, but he messed up too. He had some issues. And all of us in here got some issues. All of us in here could wear something. Got some stuff going on. But it's somebody around you. It's somebody in your corner. It's somebody that can see you, that understands that you are blessed. How you know you're blessed? Because everything ain't the way it was. No, I know I'm not by myself because right when I thought I was, somebody called me. I don't even know where it was. They just said I was on their mind. And I ignored the call. And you missed your encouragement because you ignored the call that came to change your day. I had somebody ask me the other day. She said, Pastor, she knew I pastored church. I ain't never been here. Pastor, I need some money for my light bill. I believe in quoting scriptures. I said to her what Paul and Silas told the man on the road. Silver and gold have I none, but what I do have, I freely give. What that mean? I ain't got no money for you, but I pray for you, baby. Can't pay your light bill. I'm trying to pay my light bill. That's scripture. Silver and gold have I, but what I do have, I freely. See, some of y'all be trying to enable people. Let me stick here for a minute. Some of us be trying to enable people, and you be trying to get them out of what God got them in on purpose. Me throwing money at you ain't going to help you budget. Y'all don't want to hear me. You know them people. How am I loan you your light bill money? I don't even have the power to turn your lights off. You ain't pay them and they do. I'm sorry. Where my wife at? You got the model. See, I didn't say I ain't going to give you nothing. I got a prayer for you. What's my prayer? That God's way is made in your life. What's God's way? I don't know. I don't know what God is doing. But what I do know is you better get in. Because it's going to get dark in there with no lights. You need the light of the world. You ain't got no lights on. Okay. First thing, you got to maintain the right partnership. Second thing you got to do is model your connections for the crowd. Y'all quit thinking ain't nobody paying attention. Quit assuming that ain't nobody looking at you. Quit thinking that nobody cares what you do. Somebody is watching you. And they watching to see how you handle it. You got to learn how to handle that thing with what they call grace. Not that unmerited favor that God gives. I'm talking about the grace that they teach you at the ballerina school, where you learn how to walk and don't do nothing. Now you got to handle it with elegance. You can have the worst news of your life. You better learn how to sit there, smile on your face, and say, God will make a way somehow. Because guess what? Faith comes by hearing, and sometimes you got to speak what you need to hear and hear yourself say it's going to work out. You better learn. I'm sick of us falling apart every time something happens. You need to learn how to just speak over yourself. David, come here. My people that I was in war with 3 verses ago, now trying to kill me. David, who you got? Nobody but myself. What you gonna do? I ain't got no crowd. I ain't got no call and response group. I ain't got no keyboard. I ain't got no group of deacons for devotion. All I got is me. What you gonna do? Speak over my doggone self.
Yeah.
Because somebody is watching how you handle your situation. Just walk through it with grace and elegance with your head up. You get some of the worst news of your life, the best thing you can. Y'all, let me tell you how I learned how to do that in my life. I be in my brokest, I put on my best suit. Don't be going nowhere. Just be looking good. Just so somebody is saying, well, you look like you got something. Because sooner or later, people keep talking it over and you be, I'm going to make it. You
yes.
Y'all don't want to talk. Third thing you got to do. I'm out of here. But you have to manage your promotions with purpose. You can focus on being in slavery. You can focus on being in bad situations. Man, I'm telling you, let me give you a bad situation. These kids going back to school, a bad situation.
Yes.
I ain't mad at school officials. I ain't mad at the calendar. I ain't mad at the president. I'm mad at the situation. It's a bad situation.
Yes.
Them kids going back to school, whether they go back online or they go back in person, a bad situation.
Yes.
More kids failed last year not going to school physically than any other year in the world. Statistics show it's 60% of people in HISD would not have passed if they didn't change the rules. 60%. Well, good students, but everybody, I understand, I'm not an online college course person.
That's right.
I be sitting at home, I'm doing everything. I can't watch Netflix and read your book, man. It's just not. I drive down here sometimes just to get work done, because I'll be upstairs working, and 2 seconds later, I'm downstairs trying to figure out what happened on Sisters last week. I don't know what's going on. It's just be a lot. It's a bad situation. Then you got politicians telling you you can't wear masks, you can't wear masks. And then at the same time, you got 4-year-olds in Texas children on ventilators.
My God.
Gotta manage your promotions. They get you got you alive another year. But what did you wake up to? Am I helping somebody?
Yes, sir.
Joseph's in slavery. And in slavery, as a slave, he's property. But as property, his master puts him over the property, but never changes his position. Because some people will trust you, but they don't see too much in you. And you got to learn how to manage your promotion with purpose. And I'm going to give you a sneak preview into what God's showing me. That what you handle, the Bible says it like this. If you're faithful over a few things, he'll make you ruler over many. Watch this, y'all. It's the same way that in chapter 39, he's the ruler over everything that Potiphar's got besides what Potiphar is eating. Later on, Pharaoh himself put him over all of the economy of Egypt. Watch this. But while you was over here soaking because you was mad at your situation, you didn't learn some principles that would have helped you for where you're trying to go.
Yes.
Y'all missed it. I'm trying to help somebody. Sometimes what you took 10 years to go through and got 32 lessons, you won't understand it until you got 10 years from it. And you keep looking back and say, oh, I remember.
Yeah.
Man, if I hadn't went through that, I wouldn't have been able to get through this. Man, this is the situation that I was able to do. And then you watch this. And then God will send you to a situation and he'll let you deliver somebody in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Something that took you 6 years to get through.
Yes.
They over here crying. You be like, baby, it ain't over. I've been through that. Let me tell you. Come here. I got the hat and the t-shirt. Come here. Let me show you exactly. Because you think this thing is going to be over if this happened. It ain't. Let me explain to you. It ain't going to all be good days. But let me show you it's going to be. Got to manage your promotions with purpose. Watch this. I didn't understand why God sent me through some of the stuff he sent me through until I started going around some other stuff. And then I seen. Y'all remember Yahoo Messenger?
Yes.
Back in the day, Yahoo Messenger was the first little chat app you had. If it hadn't been for Yahoo Messenger, I couldn't type. I didn't learn how to type in school. I was talking to my friends online. And I got faster. Because they kept asking what was taking so long. So I couldn't do. So Mr. Wilkerson taught me if you type like this. Y'all don't. And guess what? And later on I was able to put on them resumes. That's 53 words a minute.
Come on.
Few errors. But it's all right. Give me a little time. I'll figure it out. Now I could really do that. I ain't like y'all. I didn't put the stuff on the resume that way. Y'all know how y'all know how to work accents. No, you don't. The facts have to be shaped by what you focus on. If you understand that everything is a lesson and a test, Joseph understood this. Why would you call this all I do is win? Because guess what? If you keep living, you keep winning. Let me explain something to you. I'm through. Is that most of us struggle because we don't understand that it's what you went through that gave you the victory.
Yes.
The old saying said it like this, y'all. You'll understand it better behind. What that meant? Keep going. You'll start figuring out why you had to go through. You're trying to figure out why everybody crazy. You'll figure it out. Keep going. You realize that you have to go through this situation to get to that situation to figure out. Because sometimes God don't even send it to you for you. He sent it to you so somebody else can go through it. And you can say, you know what it's going to be? No, I sit where you sit. Now it's going to be. You ever pull power from your past situations and say, baby, divorce court ain't the end of nothing. I done been down there too. Who you the judge you had?
Yes.
I know. Baby, sometimes you go through stuff just to tell them, I know a good lawyer that can handle that. Don't worry about it. Ain't the end of nothing but that. You fine. You didn't end this stuff before. Because you have to manage your promotions with purpose. That everything you go through, your ups, your downs, is all for a reason. Preacher, why would you preach about this on Sunday? Because I need some of us to understand that just because you are the star of your own show, don't mean God's plan ain't still working. Watch this, y'all. I'm through. Joseph had a dream in 37. By 50, the dream comes true. Potiphar was nowhere in the dream. But it was in the dream. It was in Potiphar's house. He learned how to manage what was going to come on the other side.
Yeah.
And you keep thinking that this is your end. Don't fool around and settle for Potiphar's house when God got a palace with your name on it. Don't settle for where you are saying that it's going to be where I'm going to be forever. And you, man, most of us, folks that you thought, I said this last Sunday, folks you thought you could never live without, you got blocked. Don't want to answer their call, right? They call you right now. You happy you in church because I ain't got this. Let's go to God in prayer. I'm through. I really wanted to teach today because I want us to get away from this defeated, downtrodden mindset. Because if you're going to be a victory, you, it's not just a name, it's a mindset.
That's right.
And you trying to figure out why God hit you the way he hit you, because you're going to a place that say he going to lose. Because I feel it every day. Look, I pray, but then sometimes I talk to the devil too, because he be right there listening. Mm-hmm. And you ugly, you stink. Your hair's uneven and you dusty. You can't win over here. You don't get in it. You don't get no traction. We're not finna involve you and get you. Because guess what, devil? You gonna offer me what I want, but it ain't what I need.
What?
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I love you.